says, Shal meyavik echavim oilois. If a guy brings a shlomim, brings a korban shlomim, it's automatically an oila. In other words, Rav Huna holds that a guy can only bring a korban oila. He cannot bring a shlomim. Rashi says, Oilois echavim, shenot lovi shlomim oilahein. It remains an oila. And therefore, there's nothing eat, you can't eat from it, but rather it's kulay kolam.
Simara says, he boys him, if you want, I'll tell you, kula, there's a pasuk for this. And he boys him, if you want, swara, pay it to swara. He boys him, it's swara, if you want, tell you, there's a pasuk. Oivik, it's a swara, mean. It's a reasoning. Why, oivik echovim, libo leshemayim. When a guy is mark of a korban, his kavana is to bring the whole thing to be burnt. That's his kavana. He doesn't have a mind to eat it. He thinks it's given away to Hashem. He doesn't think about eating it. So his kavana is, so the whole thing should be burnt. So the Gemara says, "Boy, same. If one I tell you, crow, there's a pasuk for this. The pasuk says, Asher krivu l'Hashem liyoylo. So we dash and call the makarve oylo lehevi. Anything a guy brings should only be for an oylo. But this is the pasuk we're talking about by a guy. Asher krivu l'Hashem liyoylo means anything that a guy brings should always be a korban oylo. Mosiv Rav Chama Bagruyo. It says Alocha that Oyvik Echovim Shehis Nadev L'Havi Shlomim. If a guy has a mind to bring him a dover for Korban Shlomim, so Nostan L'Yisrael, if he gives it to a Jew, Yisrael Eichlan, the Jew could eat from it. Nostan L'Koyin, if the guy gives it to a Koyin, HaKoyin Eichlan. But our Korban Mesamashma, the Korban Shlomim of a guy, is Nechol. Just if he gives it to a Jew has a right to eat from it. If he gives it to a Koyin has a right to eat from it. But our Korban Mesakashan Rav Huna, if you're telling me now it's an oila, how could anybody eat from it? So my answer is, Omar Rav Hochi Koma, this is what the Tosefta means to say, that Al Menash Yischapo Behem Yisrael, that if the goy like gives it from Matana to a Jew, that Al Menash that the Jew should have a kapor from this korban, meaning like he's giving the korban to the Jew, so now it's called the Jewish, it's called the Yisrael's korban, and therefore it's a korban of a shlomim, therefore Eichlan, he has the right to eat from it, he's like the Bailan, the Yisrael could eat from it. What's going to be Amanash Yischapel Ben Kain? If he gives his korban shlomim, Amanash that the Kain should be the own, he should be the bailam of this korban. Then it's good. Why Kain Eichlon? Because he gave it over to the Kain, like the Kain is the owner. It's like a korban shlomim Yisrael. So that it's the loch of it's a regular loch of the korban shlomim. But if the guy brings his own korban shlomim Enochanami, then automatically it remains a korban oila. Furthermore, says Mosiv Rav Shizbi. Shizbi asked a question like this. It says, "Elu menachos, these are the menachos in our Mishnah, the nikmatzos, v'shireim l'tanim, the leftover of the mincha goes to the kohen." It says, still in our Mishnah, minchas v'avik echovim, that if a guy brings a mincha, then the shireim left over is nech l'tanim. So see, not like we're saying it's an oil, the whole thing has to be burnt, and not like lib l'shemayim, but have the regular halachis. So my answer is, "Amar Rabbi Yechon l'kasha, that is no stira." That the Tani would learn like this. When the Pasuk says Ish, Matam Olam Ish Ish, what does it say? The Blushin of Ish Ish that brings a Korban is the Rabbi says, Oivik Echovim Shinoidrim Nidrayim Unadavas Ki Yisrael. That a guy has the right to bring a Korban just like a Jew brings one, a Neder and a Dava. Then it says, Hashem Rivu Lashem Li Oilo, that what he brings, his Korban should be an Oilo, so Ein Li Yelo Oilo. The pasuk on he says it should be whatever brings a korban oila. Shlomim minan. How do we know that a guy could ever bring a korban shlomim? Also, tamalayim and nidrayim. It says lashon of nidrayim. He could even bring a shlomim also. Toidim minan. How do we know he could even bring a korban toidim? Tamalayim and the pasuk says nidvoisam. Minan. How do we know the rabbis oifois v'ayayin v'alavoyin of reitzim that a guy could bring an oifra korban or wine? Michad Nesachim of Yain Olavoyin or Eitzim Tamalem and Nidrayim Lechol Nidrayim Nidvoisam Lechol Nidvoisam. Any type of Nadav and if I have another we could bring. If so, the question will soon see there's Orav Yisag Lili. If so, him came, he is Ma Tamalem Oilu. What is the pasuk say then? The korban of a guy is an oil. It's not only an oil. We'd be mad everything right now. So Mor says true oil is only Pratla Nazirus, that a guy cannot be a Nazir. These are the words of Rabbi Yosef Agnili. Senachnami, this is not like Rav Huna, and this is Tranah Mishnah. Now, our Mishnah says that the guy brings a mincha, it's a regular like a mincha Yisrael, that the Shiraim is Nechol Lekanim. That's according to Rabbi Yosef Agnili. However, Rabbi Kiva says, Asha Yakrivu LaHashem Li Oilom, that what a goy brings remains a korban oila. So he holds ein liel oila bovad. It's only whatever he brings is only a korban oila. The whole thing is burnt. So kitzah rafuna goes according to Rabbi Kiva that echam is semiyat hashakriv olashem oila. All his korbanis is only an oila, nothing else. Whereas the kash daiva pratlan is zeros. Is it true that we learn now that a goy cannot be a nozer from this posik? According to Yisrael Lili, I may also not another posik. The posik says, "Davro v'nei Yisrael mato layim." Ish ki yaflu lindo neder nozer laze v'nei Yisrael vidashin v'nei Yisrael noidrim v'nei nozer kachobim noidrim. Only a Jew can become a nozer and not a goy. So from there we learn that a goy cannot become a nozer. So the says, "No, you need both slukim." Just from this pasuk of Davro b'nei Yisrael lavim ino korbanu deloy laisi, that a guy, even though maybe could be a nazir, just he has no chiyuvim to bring kabonas, to bring a korban nazir. Av naziris chal alive, and maybe could be a nazir. Kamash will know that no naziris is chal, naziris is not chal at all. Now the Gemara says, Kaman nazir is a go like, hodit tanan, that Omer Rabbi Shimon, Shiva Dvorim, Heskinu Bezdin, Bezdin made seven takonis. V'zeachimim, this is one of the takonis that Bezdin made. If a guy sends his korban oila from the other side of Eretz Yisrael, and b'shilach imo nesachim, if he sends along also the yain and the mincha, kreve mishaloi, very good, we use his. B'yimlav, if the guy does not send along his own wine and mincha, kreve mishal tziv, we use the money shal tziv like we had before already a ribuy. So who the more says lame, and let's say this brisa goes, because here the Brisa says that if a guy brings a korban oichum also with it, the avaminer is on the wine and the mincha brought with it, so who is only good according to Yosef Lili? It's more like a dash and the right bring oila, it's not only an oila. Anything else that comes with the oila also. And Echlam, he agrees that the nesachim with the korban oila could also be brought. Now the Gemara says, "Man tana lohod atana rabbanon." Who's the tana of this brayt? Maybe nesach that only a Jew can be nadav to bring the sachim and not a guy. Now Yochai would have thought to say, "Loitay elos etunim the goy curb tam." Learn another big law: he nadav nesach, like neither of them. Because Rabbi Yosef said, "Ainami nischan yayin." Midyat only could bring another. No, he boy say me. Rabbi Yosef said, "Lili, ainami take out wine from the rebuyim we had before that a guy could bring." Enachnami not yayin. Menachis he could bring, but not Yayin. So after we say here the word Ezrach means only a Jew and not a Goy, and Echlami could even go according to Rabbi Yosef Lili. Yayin a Goy cannot bring. Same if you want Rabbi Kiva. And again, like we said before, Oilo b'chol chaverto. Even though Rabbi Kiva says that Oilo, it means, and not Menachis and Nesachim by itself. But when the Goy brings his Korban Oilo, and Echlami, his Korban Oilo has a din that it should be brought with its Nesachim, with the Yayin and with the Mincha that's a part of this Korban Oilo. Now the Mishnah says to Shimon Oimer, Minchas Chaytash Shekahanim is a Chiddush Riyal Dislik Metzes. You take a Kemitz and you burn that by itself. And also the Shirayim is burnt. The Chiddush, even though Minchas Koyin, the whole thing is burnt, but by Minchas Chaytash of a Koyin, when he brings out the carbon oil of Yerid, when he brings out the Dalit Dalis, he has to do two things, a Kemitz and the Shirayim is burnt. So Moses says, Minon Emil, how do we notice from the Torah Rabbanim, went like this. The Pasuk says, for hoy so la koyin kimincho mean to say shitay abadosak shereboy, that when a koyin has to bring a mincho, even though he's not part of the mishma right now, he's allowed to bring it. Hoy so la koyin kimincho mean shitay abadosak shereboy, that the koyin, if he's bringing his own private mincha, he can bring it whenever he wants. Time you tell me shitay abadosak shereboy mean to tell us that the koyin can bring it himself. Or yein maybe not that way. Or lahate minchas choyte shekahanim. Maybe it comes to be matter when a kohen brings a minchas chayta. We'll see what that means to be matter. Maybe you could eat from it. If so, amani mekayim, what would I do with the pasuk that says for chol minchas kohen kolu tiyah, that any mincha that a kohen brings has to be totally burnt and lo toichay not eat from it? So maybe that's only minchas davosai. Only if a kohen brings in a dove, a stam, a present, that minchas kula kolu lo toichal. Avol chavosai. But maybe if a kohen did a chet that he has a chayv to bring a mincha for it, maybe tena chelis, maybe the same way Yisrael's mincha could be eaten vishirayim, maybe you would then the minchas of a kohen also vishirayim is nechal. On this Talmud Lemna, the pasuk says, "Vohoyso la kohen ke mincha." This is a mincha for kain, meaning to say, makish chayvos l'nadavosoi, that the chayv of a kain has the same halacha like the nadav of a kain. If so, man nidvosa, just like when the kain brings in the nadavo, ein in a chelis, that there's no part that could be eaten from this mincha, but rather the whole thing is kule kolu, the whole thing is burnt, is av chayvos yudim. So ein in a chelis, that no part could be chinem, there's a psola kaincha, v'alonemo elo kimincha. Means to say that the mincha of a kohen is like a regular mincha of Yisrael. It's not like his own mincha, but it's like a regular mincha of Yisrael. So who was it meant to say? Elahakish minchas chaytish shekahanim k'minchas chaytish shei Yisrael. Meaning to say, man minchas chaytish shekahanim k'metzes, there's a k'mitzah done to it. Ah, minchas chaytish shekahanim is also k'metzes. Ah, if so, man minchas chaytish shei Yisrael k'metzes shiren echolim, maybe you have minchas chaytish shekahanim also shiren k'metzes, and maybe even you can eat from it. Tamalem again, la kohen kemincha, la liishim kemincha. Only what the kohen has to do with it, with the kohen's avoida of the kemitza, that's time to minchas Yisrael. But what's nechal on the wasanim is beyach nechna, what's liishim now, those things have to be burnt. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll do over the last gemara again on the next tape. Alright, we'll stop here.